Hi everyone, this is Marquis and I'm back with my podcast on relationships. Okay, so I would like to apologize for being away for this long. So many things happened and it was really a rough transition for me. But I'm back now, and during the time that I was away, I had so many topics and so many experiences that I really look forward to sharing with you guys. And so I'm here. And now I'll go straight to the topic of the day. So now, I'm sure we all have fears. I've met so many people that have funny fears. When I mean funny, I mean when you hear what they're afraid of. It's just crazy. I've met someone that is actually afraid of bananas. A friend of mine, I and a friend of mine, Leko, met a lady back then in school that would never touch a banana or touch plantain. It was funny. We never had the opportunity to ask her why she was afraid of it. So people have a lot of fears. People have a fear of dogs, people have a fear of cats, people have fear for certain things that when they tell you, you know, it sounds really absurd, because you wonder that how on earth would you have fear for this? Like, why would you be afraid of this? Okay, so we can't really blame them, because one of the things I've learned is that most of the things we are afraid of are as a result of the information we've gotten about them. For example, someone might be afraid of a dog because he has been chased by a dog before and probably got beaten by the dog. Many of us might be afraid of snakes because a snake has beaten someone close to us. So we've seen it on TV, how snakes can actually bite, you know, and harm or kill people, you know, and because of that, it has created a foundation of what our fears are based on, you know. And so because of that, I would relate that to relationships. Now, many people go into relationship with a certain mindset. Some people will just go into relationship with a blank mindset, you know. They don't know what they're getting into. They just feel, let me just go into it and let's see how it goes. Of which, well, I'm going to talk about later, maybe as a topic or so. But for now, we'll be focusing on fear. Now, I'm sure when we go on the net, social media, we see so many news. We see news about great relationships. We see news about crazy relationships, and I mean bad relationships where we see that their relationship went south. Probably the guy was beating the lady, the guy was manipulative, the lady was manipulative, you know, and we have, the list is so long, you know, and because of that, it has framed our mindset for many of us towards how we view relationships. Now, some people on the other hand might have been born in families where there was a lot of toxic display where probably, like I said before, the father was manipulative, the father was emotionally abusive, you know, and the likes, the list is long too, you know, and because of that, it has framed the mindsets of so many people towards how their own relationship would go or end, you know. And this is what I feel. I would always wonder, you know, most times when people tend to display certain behaviors in relationship, you know, we often wonder that, but this person is a very nice person. Why would the person behave this way? You know, most times I don't blame them. It's just because of the information they've gotten. And now, because of how scientists would hold that we have two fears, you know, it's the fear of falling, and the fear of a loud noise, that every other fear we have is learned, you know, it makes me just accept this fact, and it is that for everything that we learn, we can unlearn them. And so when it comes to fear too, we must always learn how to unlearn most of those things we are afraid of. Now, many of us go into relationships with the mindset that, see, you must not open up, you must not be too honest or vulnerable, because over-availability is the mother of syphilis. Like, when you are too available, when you are always there for your partner, when you're always honest, you know, the person wants to see you finish, you know, and because of that, because you are afraid of being seen finished, amen, you begin to close up, you know. That makes you form hard guy or hard woman, whichever one works for the gender, you know. Sometimes we tend to have, because of the fear that we don't want to be taken for granted. Also, like, I just want to add to what I said some seconds ago, we become emotionally unavailable, you understand? It's just to, in a way, it's manipulative, because in a way, it tends to control how the relationship will go, you know? And because of that, we see so many display in relationships, and you'll be wondering, why is this happening? This is just because if we trace it very well, it is as a result of fear. And it is because we are afraid of something. Most times, many of us, because we don't want to lose someone, we end up doing so many things we are not meant to do. And eventually we lose this person. So what am I trying to say? Many of us that have had certain mindsets before we went into relationship or in presently, we'll have to sit down and unlearn these mindsets. We'll have to sit down and unlearn this thought pattern. We'll unlearn these opinions we built. The fact that someone else has or had a bad relationship does not mean that you are going to have a bad relationship. I think we need to establish that. The fact that a lady that is so good, a lady that is so, she has a very good character, you know, and she has so many things, a guy that has, you know, we tend to parade these thoughts that the good people always end up with bad guys or people that don't respect them. The fact that that is a common ideology or an idea, it does not mean you should accept it. And many of us tend to have this mindset when we don't have, when we know we are giving our best, and you know, most times we've been giving our best to relationships and we end up being burnt, we just conclude in our head that, oh, I guess this that I've been seeing on the internet, this I've been hearing from people is just going to happen to me. And because of that, we condition our mind to expect negative things in our relationship. Many of us have it in our head that when a particular person we are dating is handsome, God-fearing, you know, kind, and has all these attributes that we would always would love to see in our partner, we tend to have it at the back of our head that this is too good to be true. And because it is too good to be true, we feel that it's too good to be true, and because of that, it won't last, you know. And because of that, the person starts acting in a very funny way, and you'll be wondering that, why is this person acting this way? Is this person possessed? Most times, when we sit down and we make inquiries about this, we find out that this behavior can be traced to a particular fear. So, what am I saying in essence? It is just important that we sit down and talk about our fears. Many of us are in a relationship and we are really scared of losing the other person. I understand how that can be, but it's important for you to discuss why you feel that way. Don't just be in a relationship and harbor so many fears in your heart. The truth is, as much as you say you are having these fears in your heart, see, unconsciously you begin to show certain traits that you yourself will be amazed that you actually show those traits, just because you have been nursing these fears in your heart for a long time. So I need to ask us, what are those things that you are afraid of? What are those things you are afraid of? Are you afraid of getting married to someone because he's nice now and you feel he will change later? Address those things. Talk about those things. If you feel this person this person's character is quite similar to a character of someone you read online or you saw or heard about a relationship, and the person is displaying that kind of character, maybe it's too nice, and in your mind you feel that all these nice people, now them the wicked pass, you know, you have that in your head. And many people that are single, when they have those ideas in their head, they go into relationships to fight, because when they now find out that this one is nice, it'd be like, say this one nice, well, okay, I know what I go do for him. And they classify that person in one place that as nice, is really going to be a wicked person. All this nice, and I just cover up. I know I go deal with them. And because of that, we go inside, you know, like the Yoruba would say, Ijawa, Ijawasi, always guiding, you know, you're always guiding that if the guy should come, you give him, you know. And most times it shows when probably you are being corrected and maybe the lady wants to just call your attention, your partner wants to call your attention to something, and you've already flared up. Because in your mind, you are not here for rubbish, you are not here for nonsense. But in my I don't know what to say again. Because it just gets me bothered that things should not be this way. And most of the fights we are having, if we trace it, is because of the fear we've harbored for years. Many of us have had of so many stories. I've been saying this. I wonder why you would intentionally go and read about negative stories. Why are you so focused on the negatives? Why are you so focused on... See, with the pain in my heart, I'm even saying this. I'm not even speaking well. We're so focused on the negative and we just want to ignore that it is possible for my relationship to make sense. It is possible for me to create the template of how I want my relationship to go. So I would just like us to just think this week, ask yourself, what are my fears about this relationship? What exactly am I afraid of? How do I address this? I'll leave you all to think about this while next week we'll be talking about something else. Thank you so much for listening. I remain Marquis Agbola Oluwaseunla from Nitorino Awayo. Have a lovely week. Bye.